Our story begins at Romano's. Hannah, Todd, Mac, Raven, and Connie are seated at a table waiting for Clint to arrive for his belated family birthday dinner.
So, where is Clint anyway? Did he have to work?
No, he actually went by Heidi's to see if she wanted to join us for dinner.
Clint is bringing Heidi?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
If she agrees to come.
I can't believe that Clint's going to become a father.
Neither can I.
Believe me, you guys. Neither can I. And that makes me a grandmother.
And Mom, a great grandmother. I talked to Mom yesterday. She still can't believe it.
I was so upset when I first heard, and it still kills me to think about what this might do to Clint's future. I can't begrudge the baby. I'm going to love it, and I'm going to do my best to make sure it has a good life.
And bring him over for play dates with Marty.
Of course.
Alec, is this the same Heidi Bradford that was dating Charlie Dean at one point?
Yep, same girl.
I guess she gets around.
Well, I'm willing to give her a chance. For all we know, Clint might marry this girl someday. And at the very least, she'll be a part of our extended family.
I honestly believe Clint still loves Dara. But what can he do with a baby on the way?
And how does Dara feel about him?
I think they've made some major inroads. I'm hoping something will develop there.
Speaking of something developing, you've been awfully busy lately, Connie. Is it just work? Or is there something else we should know about?
Mark has been busy, yes.
And
maybe there's someone I'm interested in. But that's all I'm saying.
How can you tease us like that?
After the disaster of my life with Andrew Jones, I don't want to jinx this. I'll let you know as soon as there's more to tell.
At their apartment, Ellie and Trey are sitting on the couch, staring at the TV, which isn't on.
Whoa, babe. It feels so good right now.
And me too. But it's kind of hot in here, don't you think?
I don't know.
I'm thirsty. But I don't feel like getting up to get any water.
I just want to sit here and enjoy the view.
Yeah, I love my TV.
I was so mad when I got home before. But now everything seems so perfect.
It's perfect because we're together.
Oh, don't get that.
I couldn't if I wanted to. Ellie? Are you in there? It's your Aunt Wanda.
Ellie!
Damn.
I caught you knocking at my cellar door. I love you, baby. Can I have some more? Ooh, the damage done.
At Alexandra's apartment, Zoe is talking with Adriana and Alexandra. Adriana has just told Zoe about her stillborn twin.
A twin?
So, I take it you didn't know about this either?
Of course not. I can't believe this.
I guess it's yet another thing Zach didn't think anyone needed to know.
I had no idea I carried not one, but two babies to term.
And there was another baby in there with me for 9 months. Why did it die? What happened?
That I don't know. In fact, we may never know. My father obviously didn't have me under the best of care.
If Ray Cummings wasn't dead already, I swear I...
Zoe, are you all right? I wasn't sure if I should tell you this, but we've both been lied to for so long, I don't want to keep anything else from you.
I appreciate it, Adriana. I'm just stunned, that's all.
Adriana's had her share of problems, Zoe. But a lot of that was due to people lying to her in her life. People like your father.
Alex.
Look, you may not have any love lost for my father, but I'm not going to sit here and let you say bad things about him either.
I'm just speaking the truth. He robbed Adriana out of 30 years with her child.
You know what? I think I need to be going. I'm going home and try to figure out what all this means.
Zoe, you don't have to go.
No, I do. Good night, Adriana.
Gee, thanks a lot, Alex.
In Central Park, Charlie and Gretchen are walking down a path, enjoying a nice summer evening.
Oh, the breeze feels so good out here.
Yeah, and so does having you right here next to me.
You are so sweet when you want to be Charlie.
Well, it's not like I have any other choice. You've been spending so much time at the station, I have to take advantage of the little time we do have together, you know?
I know. I'm sorry. Things have been so crazy lately. Some people have been out at work, and they're really giving me an opportunity to see what I can do.
Oh, well, that sounds good. Does this mean you'll have Kyle Carpenter's job anytime in the near future?
I don't know about that. I guess Kyle's not so bad. He gets in his own way sometimes.
Yeah, well, he messes with you, he messes with me, all right? Oh, hey, I know that girl.
Please tell me that isn't someone you used to date.
Ha, 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 ha. Fine, babe. Excuse me. Yeah, you?
Hi.
Hi. I'm not sure if you remember me, Charlie Dean. We met at Alexandra Jones' apartment a while back.
Oh, yeah. You were with Lucas on the train that day.
Yeah, that's right. The train explosion. I still have nightmares about that day. Never quite goes away, you know? Well, how have you been? You and Lucas were close, right?
I'm okay.
Good. Anyway, thought I'd just say hello. Take care of yourself, okay?
Thanks. Bye.
All right, take care. Ciao.
Lucas, I need to see you again. I can't hold the secret inside forever. Lucas?
Over here. It's me. You need to talk.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.